Welcome back to Sisters from Different Misters.
Oh my gosh, what year is it?
2030.
Feels like it.
It does.
Goodness gracious. I feel like we just did an episode though.
Yeah, it feels so long, yet such short time.
We did one around Christmas time?
Look, I don't know.
Me either. Should we know?
Probably. I don't remember the last time I edited an episode for us. Is that
It was when the front didn't have the desk and it was the chairs.
Oh, fuck.
It was when we were doing the funniest reasons why you broke up with someone.
Oh.
And the guy's butt crack.
That's right.
And then you and Trey. Oh my gosh.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, you guys have to go back and listen to that episode.
That was probably one of the funniest episodes.
That was good.
I listened to that one probably like 10 times. And just that part over and over while I was driving. Because sure. I was like, no way. No way did that happen in real time.
Holy shit. Yeah, you guys have to go back and listen. Pause this episode right now.
Yes.
Go listen to the last episode if you haven't. Because that was funny. That was a good one.
Gosh.
How have you been?
I've been good.
How's life? You're booked and busy.
Booked and busy this week. It's Mother's Day week. I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but it is Mother's Day week. Mother's Day is Sunday, and today is
Wednesday.
Yeah. Sure is. Booked this week. Getting rid of facials August 1st.
August 1st. That's how done we are with facials. We're fucking done.
August 1st is my first day without facials.
How do you feel? Because this is the second time you've done this, right?
I know. And all my clients are like, yeah, we'll see you in a year. And I'm like,
not them calling your
blood. I'm like, you're the best. I feel kind of sad, but kind of like relieved. Like when I was doing that facial this morning, my foot fell asleep. And I was like, okay,
your foot.
This is a sign. This is a sign. I'm sitting on my butt too much. This is it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to give my clients to other estheticians that I've personally tried.
Yeah.
So that way I know that they're not getting, like, a whack facial.
Mm-hmm.
We'll not do that.
Well, and they don't have to go far either. We have estheticians here. Like, you have estheticians down the street that you know.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, they're going to good hands, which is good.
Yes. So I'm excited for that. And I think it'll be a good thing. It'll give me room to grow with, like, trainings and stuff.
Yeah.
I did have someone message me. And she was like, I'm interested in training thing. And I was like, okay, send me your email. I don't know if she sent me her email at all, but that's super exciting that I got someone that messaged me.
Hell yeah, it is. That's amazing. How was your first training? How did it go?
So much fun.
It's fun, huh?
It's so fun.
Especially sharing. I think the best part is sharing something that you love doing.
Yes.
And
yes,
getting out of your head that, like, you're training them in a certain way that other people that might do Brazilian trainings aren't doing.
Right.
Like, because you have your own way of doing your Brazilians.
Right.
Even though there's a million waxers out there, Brie does it Brie's way.
Yes.
And so people are going to learn from you and love something and maybe not love something.
Right.
But they can take what they want.
Exactly.
And I think that's so good with, like, this industry.
Yeah. Because I definitely had, like, this big complex of being scared because I was like, I don't want people to think that I know it all or that I'm better than anyone else. And like I told the girl that I was training, who, by the way, is an absolute sweetheart, she's going to do amazing things. But
that's awesome.
I was talking to her and I was like, please don't feel like I'm telling you what to do or how to do it. This is just the way that I do it.
Yeah.
Take what you like. Don't take what you don't like.
Yeah.
I'm not for everybody. So if you, this is just to get you, like, speed waxing.
But you are better than most.
Well, thank you. Shoo, now I'm a big hit. I'm about to fall over.
Start calling you Dre. You wouldn't be as booked as you are. You wouldn't be getting your waxings in and out as fast as you do if
you're
you
right.
weren't
you're
better
right.
than most. So
I just gotta, like, accept that I know that I'm good. I'm definitely not the best, but I know that I'm not bad. I know that I'm good. I'm good at what I do. So I just have to, like, keep that in my head without getting a big head.
Girl, let that head grow.
Girl's gonna
I'll
pop.
Hold it up.
It's gonna pop. I get a back brace. Stick it up there. Hey, guys. How you doing? My head's a little wobbly, but
how you doing?
Oh, but
my God.
It's fun. It's fun because I don't feel like a teacher. It's fun because I feel like I'm just hanging out with my friends and being
Yes.
like, hey, let's try this, this, and this. Like, what can we make? What can we work on together? And I told her, I was like, if there's things that I don't know, let's look at it together. Let's grow together because I love learning.
Yeah.
I love being wrong so I can learn from it. Like, love it. Love it. That's why I'm filled with so many random facts.
Yeah, and that's how you keep growing and expanding and sticking with like the new things that are happening in the
Yes.
industry or whatever.
Speaking of random things, I went on this tangent last night about the Met Gala. Met
Yes,
Gala?
the
Met
Met
Gala?
Gala is how I've
Heck
always
yeah,
said
then
it.
it's the Met Gala.
The
Met,
Gala.
that sounds right.
The Gala.
The Met. The
The
Met.
Met. How we rudely weren't invited to.
That's crazy. So, Mr. Met, if you're listening.
What the fuck? Invitation get lost in the mail?
Wrong address. You sent it to the Kardashians, but it was supposed to go to us. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Real quick, Hailey Bieber showed up without Justin Bieber again.
Again, this has happened in the
Oh,
past.
they won't go together. I
What?
heard that they won't go together because he hates it and she loves it. And so he went golfing instead.
I could see that. Honestly, I could see Trey doing that. He'd be like,
Same. Kyle would be
fucking
like, no.
peace. Yeah.
Like,
That's
I'm
okay.
good.
That's why we have each other. Because you and I
Right.
would go, and then you go fuck off
And she
together.
stood with like Kendall Jenner the whole time. I was
Yeah.
like, yeah.
That's
Yeah.
literally us.
And they wore the same thing and they just stood by each other because they're awkward. So I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, same. That's us.
But do you know what the Met is?
No.
I didn't either until like
I couldn't tell you.
11:30 last night.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok and it was this kid who was like, we always see the outside of the Met, like people walking in, but we never see the inside. And I was like, damn, you're so right.
Yeah,
What is going on in there?
exactly. I don't know.
Sketchy.
I just know that people wear outlandish shit.
Wild. I don't know what this year's theme was, but I think it was themed off of like men or masculine energy because everyone was wearing a suit. Like Zendaya killed it. Oh my god,
Oh,
she's
I did
gorgeous.
love her outfit.
Oh, she's so
You know, I
freaking
saw her
pretty.
in person.
Stop.
The
Where?
bitch is so tall
Oh.
in LA coming out of an elevator at a hotel I was staying at.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
it
What a
was a
dream.
trip. I was like, damn. I was talking shit too. I was like, God, this elevator is taking so long. And it was Trey and I. We were going down to the lobby to have dinner. It was when I was a surrogate and we were meeting the surrogate parents.
Yes.
So we put us, they put us in a hotel. It was like going crazy because it was the premiere of Spider-Man.
Oh,
So she was there
yep,
with what?
Tom.
Yeah. So it was like there were guys coming out of the elevator, and I'm like, oh my God. Move your fucking asses, guys. Like, get on with getting out of the fucking elevator. I'm gonna miss it. And they're like in black suits, but I'm like, everyone, we're in LA. Like, everyone's dressed to the nine here.
Right.
And then I like am looking at her legs and I like look up at her and I like just keep looking because I'm like, holy shit,
Is
this
she
bitch is
really
tall,
that tall?
bro. So tall.
I
And she
gotta
was in
Google this.
heels.
Oh my
So I
gosh.
felt like it was just leg forever. And she walks out and Trey and I are dead silent. And we get in the elevator and it closes and we look at each other and I was like, ain't no way that just happened.
Right.
We just saw Zendaya.
Okay, I Googled how tall she is. She's 5'10".
Yeah, she's tall.
5'10". I need to see how tall Tom Holland is. Tom Holland. Oh, it showed up already. 5'7".
Wow.
She's got 3 inches without heels on. And then with heels.
Right, she better never wear heels around him.
She does all the time.
Oh, yeah, so she towers over that man.
Wild. They're coming out with the Euphoria season 3.
I've never watched it.
Oh, McKen, do not watch it with the kids
No.
or Grams. But it is so good. But I have never seen the inside of the Met.
Me either.
Just the outside.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was an inside. I didn't even know the
I
Met was a place.
I
And
thought it was like just all these people dressed up crazy and then like they walk the red carpet and that's it.
then go home. Or go to In-N-Out and go home.
Right. But it's a whole art, like, what do you, auction. Like they auction off huge art pieces and you have to be invited, which is kind of rude, but whatever.
We'll be there soon.
Whatever.
Delulu
We get banned before we get invited.
They're like, these bitches are crazy. Dude,
Watch list.
speaking of, did you hear about the guy that drove through Jennifer Aniston's gate at her house?
What? I
Yeah.
love her. Wait, what happened?
I don't know. She was home and someone, some guy drive like a middle-aged man was driving a car
It
that
was
drove.
me. Jennifer!
He drove through her gate and then was held by her security until police showed up and they arrested him and took him to the hospital.
Felony vandalism.
Yeah,
Does
I
she
don't
live in
think.
the US? Is that a dumb question? Does she live in LA?
She
Sherman
lives in.
Oaks.
Yeah, she lives in. Yeah.
She's 56 years old.
Dude, it's so gross.
Ain't no
Whatever
way she's
blood she's
using
drinking.
Olay.
Shot.
That's what she's like, she always is on those commercials, like it's like Olay, and I'm like, girl, there ain't enough retinol in there for all of us.
Dude, they probably have to pay her a bag to
Oh,
get
I'm
on.
sure. I wish they would tell us, just so I know. I just
Yeah.
want to be nosy.
Riri announced her third pregnancy.
Saw. Do you think she was pregnant
Crazy.
when she was in court with ASAP?
Recently? Was that
Yeah.
recent? It had to have been.
He just
Yeah.
got, wait, what? He just got freed or like,
Acquitted
yeah,
or
yep,
whatever.
of all charges, yeah.
Yeah. And then Trey said that he showed up to the Met with an umbrella and the handle of it is a revolver.
Jeez,
And he
dude.
beat a gun charge. The irony. He said, motherfuckers, then catch me now.
Right. He said no. Oh my gosh. But
Crazy.
how are you? How are things?
Things are good. Things
Good.
are good. Kyson is 1 month today.
That stresses me out. I saw that and I was like, ew, put him back in.
I
No.
know. I know. Don't put him back in, though. He was hard
Oh
enough to get out. That boy gave me a run for my money.
my gosh.
It's crazy. It makes me sad thinking about coming back to work.
No.
I know.
It
I know
doesn't
it
make me
doesn't make
sad
you
at all.
sad at all. I'll come back and do this.
Perfect.
But I want to do things that I can like bring him to
Yeah.
for like
Oh my
long periods of time, you
gosh,
know,
yes.
obviously.
Are you gonna bring him to the market?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Trey works that day.
Oh
I'm gonna have
shoot.
both kids.
Oh shoot. Kendall's so easy though. She can hang out with me.
True, true. Yeah, she is pretty good. Yeah, I did my first outing with the two of them. I went to a coffee shop.
I saw.
I was very stressed. It was raining. All
Oh
odds were stacked against
no.
me, but a bitch survived. We
Was it
overcame.
easy? What is he cool like out in public? Is he quiet?
He's all right. Okay, so he's not colicky, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
But he definitely is like gassy, very uncomfortable. And so I think a lot of it has to do with that we switched him from breast milk to formula so
Yeah.
abruptly because I wasn't producing. It was like really straining on my mental health. That could be a whole nother episode. But
It will be.
yeah.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. But I basically just like stopped breastfeeding and we put him on formula and we've switched a couple times and my Instagram followers, they're so freaking the realist. They were sending me so many suggestions on
Oh,
like
good.
formula and stuff. But I think we got him on one that works for him. But before that, like, homeboy would just grunt and scream and cry all day long.
Kendall
Like,
wasn't
he wasn't,
gassy.
no, not like this. He was like not ever comfortable, like laying on his back, it feels like. Whereas Kendall was so easy. I like
Yeah.
that girl lived in her car seat, which is probably really bad. But like, we would put her in her car seat, drive her somewhere, she'd knock out immediately, stay asleep everywhere we went. Like, we would take the car seat out, it would click into the stroller. Click her in the stroller, she'd be still in her car seat, go do whatever we had to do, go out to lunch, go out to dinner, whatever. Push her around in the little stroller, keep her in her car seat, chilling. Maybe wake up to eat, go back to sleep.
Right.
I'd take her out, change her, put her back in, she was fine, fall asleep, get home, she'd still be knocked, would sleep in her car seat for like hours.
What the
Like, dude,
heck?
was so good. Kyson,
That's
on the
why
other
she's
hand,
gassy now.
dude. Kyson, though, no. He's not a fan. He wants to be like upright, laying on his stomach, like on your chest, stuff like that. So the nights have been rough.
Oh.
They've been rough. But I think we finally are at like a turning point because last night, well, the past like 48 hours, this boy has shit almost 10 times.
What?
Yes.
Is it like solid?
No, it's still mush. Like it's supposed to be like soft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the things that I have been
Imagine him just dropping logs. Like he's
bro.
1 month old. Why do I think he's generating logs?
Then there'd be cause for concern, dude. Cause for concern. But
My gosh.
we learned at his 1 month checkup yesterday, he went from the 60 something percentile in weight to the 88th percentile. He's now 11 pounds, 5 ounces.
Holy
He's
crap.
in the 100th percentile for his height. I don't know what that means he's gonna be like, I don't know what the projected height for him is yet. But he went from not the 100th to the 100th percentile for height.
What is the percentile? Is that like an average of babies right now?
Yes, yeah, at that age.
So like
Like he's in the 100th.
So he's like tall.
Top, yeah.
Oh,
He's
shoot.
20, 24, 26 inches long.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So what are they, what happens if they're less than?
Nothing. I mean, if they're like super low, but I've never experienced that with either of the
Got it.
kids,
Okay,
so I
okay.
don't know. I'm sure there's things they'd like look for or
Got it.
something.
Okay.
But he has a hernia. Yes,
No.
I didn't even know babies could get
Me
hernias.
either from, is it like around his
It's his
butt?
belly button. Yeah,
Weird.
so it's like belly button's like protruding out.
I think I have to do surgery.
No, he said it's because there's a small hole like opening in his abdomen still that will eventually close up on its own. But he said we need to look out for it turning like blue or purple or getting to the size of a golf ball because that's his bowel trying to push through that opening in his belly through his belly button, and we would have to rush him to the ER if that happens. And they would basically try and just like push it back into him. Otherwise, they'd have to do emergency surgery on him.
I can't have kids. Dude, if my kid poops through his belly button, like the way I would flip out.
He's looking at his belly button, and it was something that I was gonna ask him about, but we were just like talking about the constipation and like gassiness and stuff. And then he's like, and I see he has like a small hernia, and I was like, that's what that is? Like the fool's had it since he was born. I didn't even notice.
That's
Yeah, like
wild.
right above his belly button, it like kind of caves in, and then it's like the belly button like pokes out.
Yeah,
Yeah.
not like an outie, like a hernia.
Yeah, like there's like a bump. It's like a mound.
Wow.
Crazy, dude. He said it should correct itself. And then I posted on TikTok and it didn't go viral or anything like that, like my video, but I was like, moms, like pipe in, let me know.
Right.
Like, and I had like 12 comments of moms, like all saying their kids have had it, but it all resolved itself. Like
Oh,
none of
thank
them ever
goodness.
needed any like problems. One of them, she said they had surgery to correct it and the kid's like perfectly fine. But crazy, right?
But how did he get a hernia from like trying to push?
No, like it's just happens sometimes.
Oh
Kids are born with it. Like all
my
the things I'm learning the
gosh.
second time around. It doesn't matter how many fucking, you could probably have fucking octuplets and something's gonna be different on every motherfucker.
That is wild.
Crazy, right? Yeah, so yeah, he has a little hernia that we're having to watch out for. I think we're turning a new leaf though with the gassiness, which has been
Good.
great. I
Good.
also think we have him on Kendamil formula, which is a UK brand. Because they ban a lot of like bad things. So I heard a lot of good things about that brand and then the fact that it was a UK brand, I was like,
Right.
I'm sold. So he I think he likes the formula. We haven't been warming his bottles, which I know, shame on us. But
Is that bad?
yeah, they're supposed to drink like warm
Oh.
bottles. Because that's more of like what it comes out of
Oh,
the
like
mom
body
as.
temp.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
And
that's so dumb. I never even like realized. I thought we just warmed up the formula just because the rule said warm it up. Like, I don't know why.
it could be that I don't that's just what I'm assuming like when I
No, that
produce
makes
milk it's like
sense.
warmer
Right.
when it comes out of me so I assume that's why we have a baby Breeza which is like a coffee Keurig but for formula
I'm sorry, what?
I'll take a picture and show it or I'll look it up and show it to you too they yeah so it literally oh I think I can look it up here it's literally a coffee Keurig but for formula.
So you put like the water in there and then you
Yeah, and the
put.
formula, and it mixes it up and dispenses it, and you pick the temperature you want. You
That
pick
is
how many
so
ounces you
cool.
want.
Wait, that's cute.
Isn't it fun? Yeah, so you put like the ounces, how warm you want it. You pick like what you like, customize the brand of formula you have. And yeah, so now we've been giving him that for the past like 3 days. We've been utilizing it a lot.
Yeah.
Night and day. I feel like that's really helping
Dang.
his belly too.
That is so wild.
Crazy.
So wild.
The little changes that like make such a difference on these kids. And literally us just trying to have to fucking guess is so frustrating.
Right? That it stresses me out that he could poop out of his belly button.
Yeah,
It's
that
gonna give me nightmares.
yeah.
Like I'll text you in the morning and be like, is he okay?
Yeah.
Is his belly button shut?
Yeah.
Is it together?
It's stressful.
Have you heard of a lotus birth?
No. What is that?
Where they take like the placenta out and they keep the umbilical cord attached and they lay the placenta next to the baby outside after you already gave birth. And I think they keep the umbilical cord until it like dies on its own.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or do you like delayed clamping? Is that kind of what you're talking about?
No, they like don't even cut it. Or they don't clamp it or cut it or anything. They just
Yeah.
wait for it to like fall off on its own.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
forever, like forever until it's done. Like how, like
Ooh,
what?
like what is the time?
Yeah.
Let's see. What
That's a
is
trip. Because
birth?
like at Loma Linda, they offer delayed clamping. And it's, I'm scared. If you guys could see Bree's face, you guys would be scared too. What is it? Tell us.
Lotus birth, also known as umbilical cord non-severance, is a practice where the umbilical cord is left uncut after childbirth, allowing the placenta and umbilical cord to remain attached until the baby or to the baby until it's naturally separated. This usually happens within 3 to 10 days.
Yeah, because that, like, okay, so they clamp and cut the baby, right?
I cut Aiden's.
That's so sweet.
It was disgusting.
It's hard.
It felt like raw chicken.
Yeah, I hear it's like not easy to cut.
Ugh.
But they like leave that, there's like a little nub on the end of their belly buttons that fall off
Yes.
eventually.
Wild.
I feel like that has to be a hazard. Like a risk of infection, like.
That's funny you say that, because it says this usually happens within 3 to 10 days, while some perceive benefits like a gentler transition for the baby and spiritual connection between the placenta and baby. There are also potential risks like infection.
Yeah, because like that thing's not inside you anymore. You're not keeping it clean or like
What if your
sanitary.
placenta gets infected? Then your baby's gonna get infected with I don't know what, but placentitis or something. It's just crazy.
No, I would never.
Wild.
The workers here are pissing us off. They're just pounding away downstairs. No, yeah, I wouldn't do that. They did delayed clamping for me, so basically it allows like more nutrients to go from the placenta to the baby, but it's not like they're like pull removing my placenta and then leaving it with Kyson, like in his little fucking trolley. Absolutely not. That's foul.
Oh no, it's next to. And they keep it warmed up in a blanket.
Absolutely not.
Like a
Nope.
tortilla warmer. Me. Hey kid, you got any snacks in there? Warm up my tortillas.
Oh, that's foul. That kind of made me nauseous.
Oh my god. What was I just about to ask you? Something. Okay, so you know when you give birth and you have to like deliver the placenta?
Yeah.
If it's connected to the umbilical cord, this may or may not hurt you, and that makes sense, but like, why don't they just grab the other end of the umbilical cord and pull your placenta out? Like, what do you have to birth it?
Oh, because you could, it's very fragile, so parts can come like. Come off inside of you, and
Oh.
if you don't fully deliver everything like that, you can go septic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're
So they
doing an
have to be
at-home
very
birth.
gentle, and they have to like, they like a lot of times they're like massaging your belly to like get it out, to like help it come out.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember if they told me to push again for the placenta.
I don't remember. I blacked out when Aiden was born.
I kind of, yeah, safe. I kind of
I
blacked out with
wasn't
the
even
babies.
my kid.
That's okay. Trey probably blacked out too a little bit.
I remember them like taking him and he wasn't crying. So then like me and my mom looked at each other and I was like, don't. Like, don't stress her out. Like, I don't even know if she like birthed the placenta. I mean, I know she did because they took it off, but like they left the room with it. But I was like waiting for him to cry. It was stressing me out. And then he started crying and I was like, okay,
Yeah,
we're good.
that was Kyson too. He took a long time to cry and it was very, very stressful.
Like, flick him or something. Tickle his feet.
Yeah, it's stressful.
Ugh, gosh.
Yeah, I could never do a lotus, whatever.
Yeah, frick no.
Well, we have some questions that we're gonna ask each other today,
Yes.
and I'm really, really excited for them.
This is like a rebranding,
A rebirth.
literal and figuratively.
Exactly.
So that'll be fun. Hopefully these kind of answer some of the questions that you guys have for us.
Yeah, like what this podcast is going to be about. I don't, do you want, I guess we haven't even really talked. Like, this is like a new leaf for us.
Yeah, we
We're
don't
like
know what
coming
it's gonna be
back.
about. It's gonna
We're
be
winging
about,
it like
yeah,
every day.
literally. But it'll be fun that way because nothing is scripted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, nothing will be scripted and
It's just very raw.
raw, real, and
Ooh, raw, real, and
rawr.
shut up. That gave me PTSD from MySpace, where it's like rawr, or like
Gross.
these one of these
Yes,
rawr.
yes, yes.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh no is right.
Oh,
But I'm excited. I'm
I'm so
excited for
excited.
this new chapter for the podcast. It's going to be different.
In a good way.
In a good way, but still the same. You're still getting Mac and Brie.
God, Mac and Brie.
Mac and cheese. Yes.
We should make merch like Mac and Cheese bowls.
Don't even get me started.
Stop. I'm going to be craft. A noodle with my face on it.
You in a noodle?
I'm just like wiggling.
Let us know if you want some mac and cheese merch.
Oh my gosh.
All right, do you want to go first? Should we do you ask a question, I ask a question?
Or stop. I was just going to say, do you want me to ask all of mine and then you ask all of yours?
Oh my God, we're one brain. Terrible. That's why half the time the brain doesn't work. Because it's working for the other person.
Right.
It sure is 50% in your head, 50% in my head.
You're the AD and I'm the HD.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, I'll go first. How did the original version of your podcast differ from your version now? Like, what you did prior to this, what do you kind of want to come out of this one? Like, what do you want to be different for this one?
I think already it's different because it's not just myself, which is nice.
True.
So when I started the podcast, Open Your Own Door, it was just going to be me, and basically every episode was going to be with, like, someone, like a guest.
Like an interview, mm-hmm. Were you interviewee?
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. So I would have guests on, and it would be primarily people in the industry, and I would just ask them questions. And, I mean, it started off great because I work with, like, 12 other artists, so I had a plethora of people to pick from. But now I realized how much fun it is. So basically, compared to what the podcast is now, I feel like we're so close to each other's faces.
Hello. I can tell what you had for breakfast. Hello. I'm just kidding.
A delicious breakfast sandwich, actually.
Yum.
Now, the podcast, obviously, I have you as my co-host.
Oh my gosh.
We are doing a podcast together. And I just think it's going to be a lot different, too, because I feel like now I don't have my second location. Which originally we were talking a lot about, like, expanding, opening San Diego. I'd have you on it a lot. And then
I had. So fun.
It was so fun, but it was so stressful.
Yeah, heck no.
But now I feel like what we both want to talk about, or at least what I want to talk about more, is, like, motherhood, too. And, like, starting my, like, network marketing business up again. And, like, doing the hot girl walks and just, like, events like that. And,
like, getting the community together.
Yeah, and more just a more other than just this is what I do for a living and like X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the vibes are going to be a lot different because it's going to be more of like more relatable to more people.
Yes.
And to sum that up.
Right. Instead of just like service providers.
Yeah.
Like we want the audience to also be included and chime in and like leave comments.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, and bring on guests that aren't in the industry, too.
Yes.
Like, there's so many people I could think of that I think would be so much fun to have.
Gosh.
But yeah, I'm really excited. And I think it'll put less stress. Like, if we're doing things, if we're, like, just talking about topics that we truly enjoy talking about, the audience is going to feel that.
Exactly.
Versus it being more forced or, like,
scripted.
Anything that's not just, like, going to come natural to us. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And we have, like, a short attention span.
So you can't tell.
Right. So, like, choosing one topic, it'll be so fun because we'll have one topic for 30 seconds, and then somehow that'll jump into another topic, and then another one, and it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Do you want me to ask you one?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, let's mix it up. But can you choose easy ones? Because I'm scared.
This is easy. What makes your dynamic work with your co-host?
We share a brain.
Yeah, we've already covered that. One brain.
We kind of enjoy the same things, but then we also don't enjoy the same things. So that's nice to bring it. Like when you were talking about the draft, I have no freaking idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that would be cool to learn.
Yeah.
So it's just stuff like that kind of makes us work well.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten tired of each other.
No. I'm convinced we literally were, like, separated at birth.
I'm for sure we did.
Which is just so crazy because our history. We've talked about it before, like, how Brie and I have met and stuff.
Wild.
Or, like, how we got to the point we are now in each other's lives.
It's like the is it what do they call it? The butterfly effect or the invisible string theory, where you kind of like knew each other or like didn't know each other,
But
but
somehow,
right, and then
yeah.
you like kind of wiggled your way back to like meeting.
That's literally how it
Wild.
was. I kid
Yeah.
you not, you guys. Growing up, I literally heard Bree's name all the time
Same.
because,
I knew there was a Mac. I
yeah.
just didn't know what she looked like. Nothing.
Yeah. I knew there was a
Wild.
Bree that was best friends with my stepsister, but
That's
I
wild.
never
How
met
many
her.
years ago was that? Well, Seth was born.
Yeah,
Seth was a
so at least
baby.
he's 20, he's gonna be 21 this year.
Stop. Ew.
That
Ew.
means 21 years ago we knew of each other. And then we just rekindled. So technically, we could be celebrating like 21 years of friendship.
We going out for drinks. Happy birthday, Seth. Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Was there a specific moment or experience that made you realize it was time to relaunch? Like, was there, what was your closing chapter for the old pod?
I feel like recently I've just been thinking about how much I enjoy doing the podcast. But
Okay.
how much it was becoming more of like a daunting, like, okay, I gotta think of something to say. Like, I just didn't feel in a creative space.
Yeah.
And I think now talking about like motherhood more and like the season of life I'm in currently and truly enjoying that season of life
Yep.
is gonna show through the podcast and
Absolutely.
make a difference. Am I answering the question? I completely
No,
actually
you
forgot what
did.
you said.
Because of the what the heck?
Did I answer that?
You're talking about a whole tangent. I'm like, no, what is your favorite color?
Right. No, I'm asking, what are you doing for dinner, you dumb bitch?
Was there a specific moment or experience that made you realize it was time to relaunch? So
Yeah.
I feel like yours is just turning a new leaf, starting fresh,
Yeah.
so that way you can get that creative mindset back and not be stuck in just like, what am I doing now? And
Yes.
like, what is the topic gonna be?
And I think so much has happened behind the scene.
Oh,
Like, obviously, things
yes.
that you know, Brie, but like things that I've not talked about publicly, like at all. That I'm
Oh,
like,
I'm freaking stoked.
yeah, maybe we'll talk about it on this season, but I'm like, so much has happened and changed. So I feel like it's like for real, like a legit, like, new leaf has turned.
Literally.
Literally.
Oh,
Physically,
gosh.
metaphorically, however you're imagining it, it's probably happened,
Like the
so.
roly-poly leaf.
That's in our
That's
plant.
you.
That's me.
The roly-poly. Sorry for drowning.
I'm just trying to paddle my life away, figure it out.
Oh
Oh
my
man. All
gosh.
right. What kind of feedback, Brie, have you received from
Oh
listeners?
my gosh. So a lot of my clients do listen to the podcast. Shout out to my uncle, he listens to every single one.
I love that. I love the supportive king and queens that you have in your life.
They are so great. Like Cynthia too.
Yeah.
She's like, every time I go on my walk, I listen to you
I
guys.
love
And
that.
it's just like when I post about it, I'll get people that reply and they're like, that was so freaking funny. Like, but I think the biggest compliment is when like clients or I get feedback and it's like I felt like I was in the room just talking with my friends, just
Yeah.
like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Because I don't, and I know you don't want this also, but like I don't want it to be like, oh, I'm just listening to these people talk. Like I want it to be interactive. I want
Yeah.
you guys to interact. I want you to be a part of it. I want it to be inclusive. Like everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody have a good time.
Yeah.
It's like we're partying just through your ears.
Exactly. And I feel like, too, what we're going to be talking about this season and like with this new relaunch, rebirth of the podcast, there's going to be something for everyone.
Yes.
Male, female,
Kid, adult,
kid, adult, whether you're
mom,
in this,
grandma, grandpa.
exactly, whether you're in the beauty industry or you freaking are like a trade worker doing something else,
Right.
like there's gonna be something for everyone. And like, yeah, like, yeah, I just want to keep it where they feel like they're sitting in the room with us just shooting the
Yes.
shit.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, we don't want to hear it, so don't tell us.
I was gonna say it's totally fine. There's someone out there for you. Wowza.
Is someone else out for you, but like, shut the fuck up and move on. Just kidding.
We love you. Please love us back.
Please don't listen to Mackenzie.
Oh my
Oh my gosh.
gosh. Was that your question
That
to
was my
me?
question, so now it's your
Got
turn.
it. What is it? I'm telling you, unscripted. What is, oh, we kind of covered that one. Have your goals for the podcast changed since the original version?
Yeah. I think my goal for the original podcast when it was just Open Your Own Door was Well, kind of. I feel like it was more to like touch on different like service providers in the industry and kind of like the journey to opening up a brick and mortar and like people asking questions about like what that looked like and how to open multiple locations and stuff.
Really like business driven.
Yes, like hustle culture, like I'm going from X to Z, like or A to Z, and like I'm gonna show you step by step how to do it. I'm gonna take along, like I'm gonna bring on other artists along the way and like get their kind of take on starting up their own business and stuff. But I think since I've truly like slowed down, honestly, and I don't want to do like the hustle culture anymore. Like I want to,
Easy breezy.
yeah, I want to niche down. I don't want to do like a million things, even though I'm still doing a million things.
Yeah,
But there are
you
things
are.
that I truly love to do, and they don't feel so like the podcast. Like we're rebranding it, and we're like switching gears to doing something or talking about more things that like we enjoy. So it won't feel like, fuck, we got to get a podcast out. Because I
It's
don't want to do
kind of
that.
natural
Yeah.
to just be like, hey, let's record this thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then it turns into like a 5-hour episode of just like, so what'd you have for like lunch type of thing. But it's cool. I like it.
I do too. Okay, your next question. Where do you see the podcast going in the next year or two?
We better be invited to the Met.
Period.
That's where the goal is.
That doesn't need
Will we
any
reach
more.
it? No, but we'll get there. No, realistically, I think the goal is to just have people interact. Like, I love hearing from clients, from random people. I want people in, I don't know, Japan to be like, this is so cool. I love feedback, whether it be good or bad. I just love feedback, and I love people to kind of have that escape. Like my last client, she was like, oh, I listen to you guys at work. And I'm like, that's perfect. It makes your day go by. You don't have to talk to your coworkers. Like a win-win. I
I
love
love
it.
that. I love
How
that.
are you? How are you planning to keep the content fresh and aligned with your growth?
Just being raw, like in the moment, like we tried to batch a couple times. I feel like last, like with our when we were rebranding it to Sisters from Different Misters, we'd try if we knew like the following week we weren't gonna have time, we'd like try and batch some content. But then I feel like we get too like stressed out about like how it comes out, like stuff like that.
What are we going to talk about? It's scripted, like I like just kind of blabbing.
So I think just being raw and real about what's going on and just like being more unfiltered. I don't know, this
That
new
is one of my
era of my
favorite podcast
life.
names.
Unfiltered. Is it a podcast? Oh, okay.
But they also do like a video podcast, like a YouTube one.
Oh, that's fun.
And I feel like I'm sitting, I was upset I wasn't invited to their wedding. Like, that's how I followed them since Vine, like a
Oh,
million years
yeah.
ago. So it's cool. And I want our listeners to also feel
Yeah.
that way.
Yeah. We're gonna get video too, guys.
Oh my
Eventually, we're gonna
God.
get a view. Brie had an allergic reaction, so she was not coming to work. Even though I feel like this being raw and real, we should have showed up like this.
For real. Half of the episodes, actually, let me. More than half of the episodes, I will be looking like a potato sack, probably wearing the same sweater because it's my favorite, but I do
Oh,
wash it,
dude.
I promise.
So will I. Are
I
you
wash
kidding
my
me?
hair, I just don't brush
With a newborn, you're lucky I showed up with no spit up on my t-shirt. I went out the other day, I had to go to Home Depot, and I had baby spit up all down my jacket. I was in
No.
sweatpants that I had been in like for like 3 days.
That's
It was
okay.
rough. It was rough,
That's okay. I don't have an excuse.
Oh
Oh
my
my
gosh.
God.
Is it
Stop.
Jesus,
I'm
is it my
blocking
turn
you.
or your turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. How did you become a co-host on the
You threatened me. I'm just kidding.
held a knife to Brie and I said,
She said, I'm
do the
going to pierce your
podcast.
eyeball if you don't join. No, I'm just kidding. We kind of.
I think I harassed Brie enough times and she finally was like, okay, I'll do it.
I don't think it was harassment, though. I kind of liked it because I was like, this could be so fun. And then on our slow days, like, why not? I'm already driving a million years to get here, so like, why not make something out of it? And it's so fun because I feel like then we get to talk to each other, we get to bounce ideas off each other. It's just fun. And so we did one episode, and I kind of just stuck
Just never
around.
left.
She couldn't get rid of me. I was like, no, I want to be on it. I want to talk.
I love it. No, I think having two people on the podcast, two is better than one. It's instead of just hearing me talk.
I could not talk to myself.
No.
I'd lose
I
it.
could, but I'd probably be 51-50.
I
They'd
go
call
to
in
visit
on me.
you. I'm like, can you give her this clip on mic?
She can't move her arms. They're taped. They're like strapped behind her.
I'm in a straight jacket, but you mic me up, and I'm just like
you're rolling around on the floor, and it's just like bouncing off the walls. I'm just kidding, guys. That's not funny. I'm not making fun of you. It's just. I wonder. I always wonder this. Me and Kyle were talking about this the other day. Like, I think it was a prison or something that we had seen, and it was like the quietest room. No windows, no bed, no nothing. It's just like a padded room.
Oh, absolutely not.
And I was like, how? I feel like I could do it. I feel like I could just sit in there and just it be silent and it'd be nice.
It would not be silent. You think your brain would shut off?
Oh, no.
You aren't going to hear the voice in your head?
I'm going to be singing songs to myself.
Absolutely.
Then they would keep me in there because they think I was, like, legit.
Well,
I'm 51. You're the 50.
Exactly. I'm telling you. We compliment each other so well.
In the worst ways. You better get the padded room next to me. Me and Ashley were talking about nursing homes. Actually, Mike said he was going to put us in a nursing home. I said, just make sure we're neighbors.
Better be.
With a connecting door? Yeah, like hotels?
Like a little pocket
like
door.
Like Rosie's?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh my gosh. Oh, this is a really good one. I really would like to know the answer to this. What were the biggest lessons you learned from the first run?
Ooh. Lessons.
It could be good or bad lessons.
Yeah. I think good lessons. I feel like I did get like a lot of positive feedback that like having a co-host is better. Like I think that having two people to like bounce conversations off of is better than just me going on and just like blabbing and talking. So I definitely loved that like feedback. I don't know. I'm just drawing a blank.
I don't think you've had any bad feedback.
No, I don't think I've had any negative, like, on the topics we share. Maybe we're just not sharing enough controversial shit.
I can't.
But maybe if we turn to TikTok, we might find a...
Right.
We'll talk about something that's going to just fucking light a fire under someone's ass and have them...
I feel like if we went viral, it would be for the wrong... reasons.
We'll see.
It would be, yeah.
We'll see. That'll we'll be the next it. Adventure we'll take to TikTok.
We're going to be canceled with James Charles.
That's it. Oh, all publicity is good publicity.
Oh, today was their first day of court. The
couple? Yeah.
Yes. The ex-couple. It's their first day in court today. So we're going to see how that goes.
We got to talk about that on a podcast.
Gosh.
We'll recap if any James Charles... haters or fans.
There better be no fans.
There better be no fans, but you know, there's always one.
Terrible.
Are there any dream guests or topics you hope to cover on this podcast, Brie?
Unrealistically, I want Paul Walker and Leo Skeppy to be on our podcast. Rest in peace, Paul Walker, Leo Skeppy. Love you so much. He never has guests on his podcast. He said the only person that he would have a guest on his podcast would be JWoww from Jersey Shore.
I would love her to be.
Yes.
I'd love the whole cast.
Oh my god.
Bring them all.
Yes.
Vinny, Snuggie.
Love them. Me and Brian still watch it.
Oh, I've rewatched it multiple times. I love it.
So good.
But only the old ones. The new ones are just like, you're grown and like sophisticated and like responsible. I do not like Angelina. No, I don't think anyone really... I don't think we're supposed to like her. You know those characters on shows and you think, I feel like they're just like, they're planted there.
Yes.
Because they're meant to be disliked by the majority.
Yep.
I think she's one of them.
I told my dad that too. He was like, I can't stand her. I was like, that's the point.
Yeah.
It keeps you watching.
Yeah. Because as much as like you loving someone keeps you engaged, you hating someone also.
Yes.
What the fuck is that noise?
I have no idea.
I'm just trying to break our door.
Hello? Please don't drive through us.
Oh my god.
That was Goodwill. But I think realistic, like, interviewees, I would love to have your grandpa on.
Oh my god.
I would love
to
have him on.
He would totally do it. If I mic'd that man up throughout a day,
I want to hear all his old stories. Like, I want it to be the feel like we're sitting on our porch and Gramps comes up and he talks.
Yeah.
Just, like, tells us
all.
My grandpa would probably never do it, but he would be so funny. He loves to talk about like the old days and
the one that's still here or the one that's passed.
Yes. The one that's passed, he's too grumpy.
Oh.
He's too grumpy. He'd be like, I'm not doing that damn shit. And then he'd sit here and laugh the whole time.
Gramps.
Oh, that'd be funny too, though.
That would be cool. I'm trying to think of who else. I don't know. Do you have any that you would want on?
I want some of my clients on.
I think some of your clients would be so much fun.
They got tea.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they do. They do have some tea. I would love.
If you want to be on the pod, put a comment.
Let us know. Should we create? Maybe we'll create an email for this podcast.
Yes.
So you can submit into our email.
Yes.
I think that'll be easier. Yeah, that'll be fun. I think bringing on some guests will be good. Your clients would be really good because they have some juicy ass stories.
That's why my hair is always in a bun, because I got to hold all the secrets up here. Like Gretchen Wieners. I can't brush my hair because it pulls all of their secrets out.
Oh, shit.
What fears or doubts did you have about starting again, and how did you overcome them?
Honestly, I don't think I'm living in Delulu. I'm telling you, my new mantra is like Delulu till I die.
No, that's good.
Because kind I like of. Am not thinking.
let me repurpose that, kind
of. I just had a child. I'm Delulu till I die. They're like, ma'am, you should not have children. No, but seriously, I think that you have to be a little delusional. I was just thinking about this on the car right here about a different thing, but you really have to have like a little bit of Delulu yes. in your life to yes. achieve like
some you have to be scared.
Crazy things. Yeah, you got to set like some unrealistic, and I'm putting air quotes around it, unrealistic goals for yourself, or just like things you want to do them.
Right.
And just keep going, like telling yourself like, this is gonna be it. This is gonna be big. Yep. People want to hear this. People are going to appreciate us taking the time out of our day to do this. Like, and just telling myself that, and like not allowing doubt or anything to creep in and tell me like, that don't do this. I think honestly, because I love shooting the shit. I love just talking. And sitting here talking with Bree, like.
Hectic. We're a mess.
It's a shit show, but it's awesome. Like, it's fun.
We
like,
should have named the pod that. The shit show.
The shit show. It's probably a fucking name already.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll have to think of another thing to brand ourselves.
The doorknobs. If you're an OG listener, you the know. Knobsters.
The Knobsters. The Knobbies. What the merch that could have been made if we were billionaires.
The Knobbies. Oh.
Goodness gracious. Okay. This is the last one I have for you. Has the podcast changed in direction or tone since you joined?
Dang, the first episode that I was on in San Diego.
Nuts.
With the crackheads walking around, my favorite thing, with that little dog, with the van.
With the light on his little collar.
Cutie little baby. That one was by far the funniest podcast. It was so funny talking about my wax horror stories, getting freaking almost pinned down by the lady's legs, like getting stuck. Oh my gosh, what a mess. But like, I feel like that's what this new pod is going to be like. Just yeah. like unfiltered, just raw, like you said, just yeah. out of this world. So excited for that. But after that, like you said, it was kind of stressful to keep scripted.
Yeah.
To keep something every single week and just keep it on brand with one thing. Whereas like this new rebranding is going to be just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Like there's no rhyme or reason. Mm-hmm. It's going to be whatever works for it.
Yeah. It's going to change with the season too. We don't have to stick to like, we need to keep talking about expansion, opening up multiple locations, right. like what it took from like becoming a solo SD to like now being a brick and mortar, you know, here, like we don't have to stay on that topic with every episode.
Yep.
It's like, we've shot the shit about what it's like what's happening now in our lives, kind of what's going on. And then like,
yep.
the Q and A's, and that's just kind of what the vibe's going to be like moving forward.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. It's going to be a lot of just what the fuck is going on as a new mom.
Dang.
Yeah. What's going on as Brie keeps training people? I know there's going to be some juicy fucking stories.
I cannot wait.
Oh, I have some tea
to
spill to you. I can't spill it on the pod yet.
Okay, we're done. I'm just kidding.
And that's it. Goodbye.
Bye. Have a good night or day, whatever.
Whenever you're listening to this. Yeah. But I want it to be a safe place where it's like, I'm going to come on here and I'm going to talk freely.
Sure.
and not give a fuck.
You shouldn't.
Because it's my podcast. If you don't want to be here and you don't want to listen to it, don't.
Amendment 1, freedom of speech.
Period. Fucking period. That should be our podcast title. Amendment 1.
Amendment 1.
Freedom of speech. Free to speech. Free to speech.
You should be able to do whatever you want. It's your podcast.
Yeah.
And if you get canceled, guess what? You still have a podcast.
True. True that. True that. Yeah. I mean, I don't plan to say anything that will... Well, hopefully I don't plan to say anything that'll get me canceled, but who the fuck knows, you know?
Episode 1, we get banned.
Spotify, podcast, Apple, everything is like canceled us.
We have to be on SoundCloud.
Not even that. We're DirecTV. Just sending it to them. We just send them the file. Here, enjoy this.
They're like, yeah, no. We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this isn't working. All right. Yeah, that's all the questions I had for you.
Same.
Cool.
Dang.
That flew by.
I'm kind of excited.
That 50 minutes flew by.
That was 50 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. We're already off to a bad start. We said 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh. We're only off by 5. It's all right. It's our first day back.
Dang.
You know, the scatterbrain. They have to give us some grace because we literally cannot function like a normal human.
No.
Yeah.
Wild.
Oh man, well this was fun.
So fun. I can't wait for the next one.
It feels so good to be back.
Dang.
Our next episode that we record, or like the next time we sit down and record podcasts, maybe we'll be in a different setting. Maybe we'll be in our room.
Yes.
We're setting up a room in the studio to record.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be real cozy. We should do a late night one.
We should do beanbags.
Ooh.
I don't know why. You said cozy, I said beanbags and blankets.
We're going to be asleep. It's just going to be a snoring the whole podcast.
You hear my dreams. I'm like, the pizza was flying. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It felt good to be back.
It was so good.
It felt really good.
Comfy.
Yeah. But catch you guys at the next episode.
And y'all better listen.
Listen, let us know your feedback. Let us know if you were like tired of us halfway through the episode, or if you were like, we could have listened for 2 more hours.
If you made it this far, put a little baby emoji in the comments.
I love it.
Because if you didn't listen all the way through, I'm a no. And I wax you, so.
I love that.
I freaking wax your booties off.
We should do
an emoji
We should raffle something off for this first episode.
Yes.
Everyone who puts an emoji that's listened this far, if you know what emoji to put in, put the emoji in the comments.
We'll make you like a little basket.
We'll give away something. We'll raffle off
something. Heck yeah.
I don't know, like a piercing or something.
Yes. And don't be texting your friends like, oh, go leave a comment of a baby emoji because I'll quiz you. I'm just kidding.
We're gonna have the receipts, y'all.
I come to work with a test. It's a multiple choice.
Print it out. Oh, man. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Love you.
This is fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye.